Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Rain in the forecast. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Police continue to investigate a dog bite where the owner is charged, and the search for the animal is ongoing, Coburg Police alleged last Tuesday afternoon. Officers responded to the area of Elgin Street West and William Street after receiving a report that a dog had bitten an adult. The victim was transported to hospital for treatment of their injuries. Authorities claim the owner has previous documented incidents involving this animal. While law enforcement searched for a white Doggo Argentino, it's advised that if the animal is seen, for the public not to approach it. David Stanbrook says if elected mayor of Port Hope, he will seek bureaucratic efficiencies, hard cap tax increases to 2.5% annually, and help to prepare the municipality for the proposed Wesleyville nuclear facility. Stanbrook is not looking to cut critical services like policing, emergency response, water, and community services, which he believes people value. His online platform indicates a review of the $8.5 million in annual corporate overhead for meaningful efficiencies.
I think there are efficiency savings to be achieved in the municipal overhead, the general and administrative, which has gone up 45% in the last 4 years. And overall tax level has gone up 25%, which is a lot more than most people's earnings have gone up. I want to hold the line at a 2.5% increase per year, maintain services, and look for a tightening the belt, especially at town hall administration.
The municipal election is October 26th. Christina Bergman is the lone outside candidate seeking to become Brighton mayor. Both Brian Ostrander and Bobby Wright have municipal council experience. However, Bergman says she sees room for growth in planning for commercial and residential development in the community. Being transparent in how tax dollars are spent by creating an online portal for the public to track expenses and by boosting economic growth in the downtown area. While her platform says she wants to avoid tax increases through responsible financial management, she concedes that 0% tax increases will be impossible to avoid given inflationary pressures of staff wages and procurement of goods and services.
Show people, yes, the taxes went up a little bit. Here's why. So I'd like to, if I was mayor, I would post it online, like a full cost of municipal services, an open data portal to show people how those tax dollars are spent. Because I don't think people are necessarily adverse to increased property taxes, but you have to show them. You have to show them where that's going, and then it has to be tangible within a pretty short period of time.
Bergman says she would like to work to recruit more doctors, anticipating Brighton needs at least 3 more physicians. However, she says there would need to be more consultation on the needs of the municipality in recruiting such professionals. The town of Coburg says the new intersection signals on Darcy Street will not be operational in time for the start of school today. The new traffic signals are at the intersections of Elgin Street East and Darcy Street and University Avenue East and Darcy Street. The new traffic signals at the intersections will not be operational as originally anticipated due to the longer than anticipated delivery times for required equipment. Equipment is expected to arrive early next month for the University Avenue East lights. No lane restrictions will be permitted during peak periods of 7 to 9 a.m. and 3 to 6 p.m. In sports, the Blue Jays continue a 3-game set this evening with the Athletics. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Most businesses don't ignore cybersecurity because they don't care. They ignore it because no one explains the real business impact. Too often, security conversations are filled with technical jargon or vague warnings that don't justify a real budget. So it gets pushed aside until something breaks. At Attitude IT, we do things differently. We translate cybersecurity into a plain business language, helping leaders understand the financial impact of downtime, data loss, and operational disruption. And just as importantly, when you need support, you can reach our team quickly and we will be at your worksite right away. Our team is here to support you, guide you, and protect your business every step of the way. If you want cybersecurity and service you can rely on, visit attitudeit.ca or call 905-432-7751.
Hey, Northumberland business owners, are you ready to grow? Katz Marketing helps businesses get noticed. With over 40 years of experience, we create websites, print, signage, and digital marketing that connects with customers online, in your community, and in AI searches. Clients call us a true full-service marketing experience and say, we captured our essence and branding. Ready to grow? Visit katzmc.ca or call 905-885-9998 today. Katz Marketing, built for what's next.
Now here's your truly local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny today, high 24, humidex 29, cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers, low 16, showers tomorrow, high 23, sun cloud mix for Thursday, showers possible, high 21. Turn to Northumberland897.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.